This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tom Thayer.
Oh, no!
Chicago Bears radio analyst.
That's him.
Don't you think you'd practice at home flipping it a couple times, make sure you get it right? It's like a referee in basketball, making sure you throw that jump ball up straight.
Tom Thayer, 1985 Super Bowl champion.
We are the Bears, shuffling crew, shuffling on down, do it for you.
Tom Thayer.
Touchdown Bears!
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It is an honor to share the airwaves with Tom Thayer and the Bears radio analyst, local legend, local guy made great. He joins us on the El Pamonte Ford Hotline, El Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Tom!
Hey, Tom.
Your introduction is the best laugh of the day, Mike.
Hey, how awesome was that last night, huh? That was like the real deal. You saw all of the stuff that everyone was kind of expecting since the start of the season. You saw Mitch operating at his best on the move. A lot of fun to watch that game.
You know what? You said it exactly right. It's everything that we and all Bears fans have been expecting since the Green Bay game to start the season. It's nice that it's gotten here because there's been a lot of examples of interruption of development throughout the course of the season. However, when you look at it the last 2.5, 3.5 weeks, you can see development, significant development out of the quarterback position. You can see development in guys that are repeatedly used like Anthony Miller. We're starting to see a glimpse of if this team on the offensive side of the ball, if they have an aggressive tight end position, what it means for the rest of the game plan, both throwing the ball, deception at the line of scrimmage, and opportunities for David Montgomery. So, yeah, you know, it took a while for the Bears to get here, but we finally saw, you know, the results of what playing their type of game can get from them.
Tom, you and Jeff talked all week about how this game to you could serve as the same purpose in prime time against a good opponent at Soldier Field in 2019, the way that beating the Rams a year ago in the same building had on that season. Do you think that that is a possible, you know, response to this? Do you think that could be the result of what happened last night, that they use that as a catalyst?
You know, next week we'll tell the answer to that, because if they go into Green Bay and they're intimidated by the greatness of Aaron Rodgers, if they can't move the ball against that defense, which they weren't able to week one of the season, then we're all going to go back to square one. And that's the unfortunate thing about it. However, if Akeem Hicks comes back and he can be, you know, fulfill everything that we know of what Akeem Hicks can do from the defensive line, if now we start getting Khalil Mack and Leonard Floyd get sacks because of the presence of Akeem Hicks, you know, I will have to figure out what's wrong with Roquan Smith, but is Danny Trevathan possibly in the mix of coming back? So there's a lot of questions that need to be answered, but you know, I'm kind of a realist in the appreciation for the greatness of Aaron Rodgers. Anytime the Bears are getting ready to go to Green Bay or Green Bay's going to play down here, it's all about what they can do to limit the success of Aaron Rodgers and expose more opportunities now to Mitchell Trubisky from what we've seen out of those last, you know, few weeks of his performance.
We talked this morning about a lot of the hidden performances, a lot of the guys that came in and maybe weren't as appreciated but managed to play pretty well. Let's start with the offensive line, an area of specialty for you, Tom. Normally when you start a season with five guys and you're down two of them, you got huge problems. And yet I thought they really came around and had a heck of a night.
Yeah, you know, the two is the Rashad Coward, for example. You know, when I first saw him move from offensive tackle to offensive guard with super to limited to no experience. You never knew, was it going to be so big for him from the first week on that he's not going to be able to recover and go on to week two, three, four, and five? And he's been able to do that. And, you know what, and it's not a slight to Kyle Long, because Kyle Long didn't have a great deal of football playing experience. I know he's in and out of the Pro Bowl, both at the tackle and guard position, but sometimes his inexperiences hurt the offensive line as much as anybody. Yeah, Rashad can also have some experience that hurt him, but he's also been able to develop with such continuity that he is better from 1 week to the next. Whether it's his display of athleticism, using his length, his bendability at the offensive guard position, and then to be able to work next to Cornelius Lucas, that they don't have very much time together, and he doesn't have very much playing experience, but in their preparedness mentally, it makes them, allows them to play more aggressively physically, because they understand what they're doing for every play, pass, run, protection, or any other of their responsibilities.
Tom, I think it'll require looking at the game again to get a better sense of the answer to this question. But after that first drive, 17 plays that ate up so much of the first quarter, the Cowboy offense looked dominant and the Bears defense adjusted. How did they adjust, or what did they do to get back in that game? Because after that, it was a pretty good effort by the defense.
Yeah, you know, kind of, well, you know, you go through that first drive, then you have a chance to make some adjustments on the sideline after that, according to personnel groupings. And I think that gave Chuck Pagano a better understanding of what they're going to do with certain people in the game. Then you also knew that there was no backup running back for Ezekiel Elliott. There's a couple of guys that could come in and fit the position, but they really weren't going to play like Ezekiel Elliott. So was it as much as having, you know, when Roquan Smith got hurt, and now you got Nick Kwiatkowski in there along with Kevin Pierre-Lewis, but then they made adjustments where they played a five-man front, three down defensive linemen in their stance, and then Leonard Floyd and Khalil Mack on the outside with the middle linebacker, which gave them less efficiency on the offensive line, where they weren't going to be able to attach a lot of time to double teams to try to get to the second level. They had to try to make blocks on the offensive line and provide open spaces. They were able to do it in small increments, but when the Bears got themselves into an obvious down, a third and long, a second long, then they were able to kind of force Dak Prescott to throw the ball to a certain area, playing press coverage with Kevin Tolliver, and backing off a little bit in a sure tackler with Kyle Fuller. You're going to make some completions in front of them, but you're not going to make that big explosive play completion. So I think really the more you make Dallas work, the harder it is for them to be long-term successful. Although that 17 play drive was as impressive of a drive as much as the defense did in stopping the offense after that 17 play drive.
Yeah, we were talking to Biggsy about it and laughing, the idea that the scripted plays were all used up on that drive.
Right.
They had nothing left.
It's unusual, you know, because I was paying more attention in that first drive of how much they were using Ezekiel Elliott, and to see if he'd be able to maintain that level going into the late second, into the third and fourth quarters, if he was going to be able to absorb that much abuse and still keep, you know, a fresh look about himself. And I do think the defense took a toll on him a little bit. And, you know, then they were put them in some obvious down and distance. And I think Coach Pagano and Coach Nagy, for that matter, you know, they both called a really well-schemed game last night.
Tom, it was obvious that Mitch Trubisky came there prepared to run the football against a defense that had been susceptible to giving up yards to quarterbacks. It's easy to overstate that. Is okay, they freed Mitch up to do what he needed to do, and his athleticism took over, and Matt Nagy had this revelation. How did you see it? Why do you think that was last night of all, you know, we've been waiting for this to happen? Why did it happen now?
Because, you know, if you take and you look at the past few games of the Dallas Cowboys, you know, Rod Marinelli and the defense, they put so much emphasis on rushing the passer that they forget about their responsibilities of tackling a running back. And I do think that sometimes these guys for the Dallas Cowboys, they get in these track stance and they burst up field with their head down, and all of a sudden they're not paying attention to either deception or what's going on in the backfield. And then you see the ball, you know, being handed to David Montgomery, and they have some awareness. But it's the perfect time that the defensive ends had no respect for Mitchell Trubisky's willingness to run it from this point, so they didn't respect it at all coming into this game. And then you look at their rush paths were opening opportunities for Trubisky, and at the right times he was taking advantage of that. Now you think going forward, will they spy Mitchell Trubisky next week in Green Bay to keep those types of runs out of the threat of what it can do when he is successful at it? And will they try to encourage Mitchell Trubisky to throw the ball downfield rather than running it for those first downs? And, you know, it's going to be an element of development that Matt's going to be faced with going into next week, because now it's going to be a high alert of watching Trubisky run the ball to help their offense.
Tom, thanks a ton. Really appreciate
it. Thanks, Tom.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me.
That's Tom Thayer, Bears radio analyst.
He's exactly right.
Man extraordinaire.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.